930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Amir Rashidian here with Brandy Rashidian, and this is Real Health, where we teach you how to feel better, get stronger, and live longer. So, Brandy, do you want to say hello?
Hey, how's it going out there?
So this is closer to the holidays. Last time we talked a lot about stress and stress management, and we gave you a little teaser on cholesterol and sleep, and so we want to dive deeper into that. But before we do that, Brandy, how are you feeling?
Well, I definitely feel like I have a little bit of a cold because we had a lot of sleep disruption recently. And so that's what I kind of pin it to.
Right. So. And the sleep disruption is because of a lot of work, right?
Work, travel, children. We still have young kids that like to wake us up in the middle of the night, climb that's in true. Bed with us. And yeah.
So. Only one of them does that now, but yeah.
True.
Well, and the reason work was busy is because I'm a chiropractor. We have a fairly large practice, two locations. Right now, we're a team of four chiropractors, soon to be more. And last week was our patient appreciation days, where we raised some funds for some charities. Do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, it was a great week. So thank you for everybody that came out and helped us with that. We did two different days, one at each of our locations. And our selected nonprofit this time was Habitat for Humanity of Frederick County, which has been one of our faves for many years. We've worked with them for, I think, a good 12 years. Maybe a little bit longer. And so they got to come out and interact with all of our patients, which was so fun. We had some gifts, giveaways, some great food. And it was just a blast. I think I got pretty close to the total. I think we raised over $4,000 in those 2 days for Habitat. So thank you so much for everybody that came out and helped with that. We really appreciate it. And we love paying it forward. So.
We also raised a couple thousand for Christmas families.
Yep, for Mac Christmas. So we have some families that have been nominated, and we get to help purchase gifts and just help with things that they need. So we're really excited about that.
Yep. We had close to 300 of our patients come through on those 2 days during patient appreciation days, and hopefully they benefited from that. But Brandy did a lot of cooking. She cooked breakfast for everybody. She helped with the lunch, although people from Habitat came out. And
they grilled for us. It was awesome. So thank you, guys.
That was great. Yeah, a special thanks to Eric Anderson, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, and Ron Kramer, former Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity. Thanks to both of them. And so just to let you guys know, we are Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic Center here in Frederick. And let's dive into our topic, which is I want to actually tie it into what you were saying, which is how you're not feeling well. You're under the weather. And everybody knows when it gets cold, you're more susceptible to catching a cold. And no one knows what that word catch means. How do you catch the cold? It just means...
Especially when you're running from it. You're not standing there with a pitcher's...
Right. You're not trying to catch it. I mean, if you throw a ball at me, I'll catch that. That's different. But how do you catch a cold? And the reason for that is because your body is more susceptible to illness when the weather gets cold. So why is that? Why are we more susceptible to that? And the reason is because the human body's immune system requires lots of energy. Mm-hmm. Energy is required to sustain the immune system and maintain your defenses against viruses and bacteria. So this is why two people can be exposed to the same virus, right? Let's say the flu virus, which is rampant right now. A lot of people are catching some bad strains of this flu. And two people can get exposed to the same flu virus. Mm-hmm. One will get sick, the other won't. They both got exposed. One didn't get sick. It's not that the virus was weaker with the second person. It was the exact same virus. It's because the first person's immune system wasn't up to par to defend against that.
Right. I think there's a lot of things that can come into play when it comes to your immune system being depleted, right?
Yeah.
So some of it can be because where we're located, right? Just geographically. Once winter hits, we don't get the same amount of vitamin D, which is super important to our immune system. So that is something to think about during those winter months. A supplementation of vitamin D can be very, very helpful. You just want to be careful not to take too much also, right, because there is a threshold. So, so that's one. What's another?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to understand the body has a certain amount of energy, and it has to decide where that energy goes. So the body will always want to increase your chance of survival. And when it comes to cold, your body's temperature needs to stay at 98.6. Whether you are in an environment where the temperature outside is 70 degrees or negative 7 degrees, doesn't matter. The inside of your body has to stay at 98.6. It's very important. Within a small range, it really shouldn't fluctuate that much. So think about this. If it's 30 degrees outside, do you think your body has to work harder or less to raise your temperature to 98.6?
Well, I'm sure harder, right?
Yeah. Exactly, because it's harder to maintain that. And so the body says, your innate wisdom says that I need to divert a lot of the energy in the body to maintaining my body temperature. Where are we going to take that energy from? We're going to pull it from the immune system and put it into maintaining your body temperature. Now, some people are thinking, well, you know, I sometimes catch a cold in the summer when it's warm, but I thought the flu virus migrated south during the summer.
Just like the birds.
Fact of the matter is the flu virus is always around, summer and winter. You're just more susceptible to it because of the cold weather. But if you have caught a cold or the flu in the summer, it's most likely because you probably had a couple of sleepless nights. You probably worked really hard like the two of us did last week, long hours, less sleep. And that's exactly, I think, what happened. And that's why you're under the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. And stress, we know. You know, we talked a little bit about stress, and you have your book that just came out, Cracking the Stress Secret. So you guys can still pick that up on Amazon. And you talk a lot about these very things, right? Because it all works together. So sleep, stress, you know, supplementation or nutrition, being able to keep our core temperature up. These are all things. It's never one thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, being a chiropractor at Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic Center, you know, chiropractic is powerful in maintaining your body's function and helping your body optimize so that it knows how to divert that energy and the resources of your body to the different places. Zinc is another supplement that's a good one, which is it's a mineral that seems to help your body on the molecular level to maintain your immune system. You know, all the white blood cells, the neutrophils and the eosinophils and the basophils and the phagocytes and all these cool cells that we study in immunology, and we all have to do that to pass our boards, and then we forget what they actually do. But doesn't matter. We're not immunologists. We're chiropractors. But we know that zinc is a supplement that really helps all of that work better. But, you know, I think the most powerful thing you can do is just sleep a little more.
That's actually the cheapest thing you can do, too, which is really nice. So it's the most economical.
And enjoyable.
Love sleeping.
I mean, when I was little, I didn't like taking naps or anything.
Yeah. Well, my kids don't like to take naps, and they don't like to wear their coats in the winter. So we're battling two different things.
And bedtime is never late enough.
Correct.
In fact, it's so funny because if you want our kids to do chores, you can say, hey, you can go, you know, clean the house or go to bed. They'll say, I'll clean the house.
Yet the house is never clean.
No, that's a whole different topic. Now, going back to vitamin D, so I was a chemistry major in college, in undergrad. And so I love to look at molecular structures of different supplements and different vitamins, minerals, molecules. And we were going to talk about cholesterol today a little bit. So this is something most people don't know, is that if you put the molecular structure of vitamin D next to a molecular structure of cholesterol, they're identical with the exception of one double bond. That's it. And the rest is the same. And what's really neat is that when sunlight hits your skin, cholesterol gets converted to vitamin D. And so sometimes if you're deficient in vitamin D, your liver will produce extra cholesterol, hoping that some of it will get converted to vitamin D. It's like what I told you. And this is kind of a controversial concept, that the human body is self-regulating. It knows how to regulate itself. And I can't prove it to you exactly, but I can just give you evidence on that, because there's two schools of thought, right? One school of thought says the human body is flawed, that it will eventually break down, get sick, and die. The other philosophy is the human body is perfect the way it is, and it knows how to self-heal and self-regulate. Well, I can't prove one wrong over the other, because there's evidence on both sides. Fact of the matter is, everybody eventually dies. So you can't say that the human body is absolutely perfect. But we do know that if you get a cut on your hand, it heals. Even if you need stitches, the body mobilizes the cells. It clots the blood, but the rest of the blood in your body doesn't clot, just where you cut, where the cut is. And it'll mobilize immune cells to make sure it's disinfected. It'll seal the cut. It will cauterize, stop the bleeding. It'll clot, and then the skin repairs itself. How incredible is that? And I know for a fact blood pressure is another one. So if you put me on a treadmill and tell me to run really fast and check my blood pressure, it'll probably be 180 to 200 over 100. And you'll say, oh my gosh, you have hypertension. I think it's just because I'm running on a treadmill. It's not because I have hypertension, because you take my blood pressure when I get out of bed in the morning, typically mine is, 105 over 70.
Yep.
And so it's regulated, and the body responds to outside forces, and cholesterol, believe it or not, is exactly the same. This is another controversial topic that most people don't know, but it is a scientific fact that your cholesterol levels are supposed to. It's designed to fluctuate. There are times you need more cholesterol, and there are times you need less cholesterol. Cholesterol is the building block, is the basic foundation of every cell in your body. If you go back to cell biology in high school, you remember those models we used to make?
Oh, yeah.
We have to make them now for our kids because, parents have to help with homework.
But never ends.
The membrane, more sleepless nights, less immune system, more colds. The membrane of every cell, that lipid bilayer, is made up of cholesterol. It's triglycerides. It's fat. And so if, for example, Brandy punches me in the shoulder and gives me a big bruise, let's not do it, actually. But if she does, instantly my cholesterol level will go up, because the cells that just got damaged by that impact need to be repaired, and we need cholesterol to repair those. Also, cortisol is the stress hormone. So under times of stress, cortisol needs to go up. Well, cortisol is a steroid hormone. What's the building block of a steroid hormone? Is cholesterol. So you need more cholesterol to produce more cortisol. In fact, every hormone is a steroid hormone, like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormone. These hormones need cholesterol. So if our cholesterol was too low or not enough, not sufficient, you wouldn't have the right hormones to maintain your bone mass, your muscle mass, your organs. Everything would start to fall apart. Cholesterol is so foundational to the health of our body. So I'm going to tell you something else that's very controversial. Now, keep in mind, this is a chiropractor talking, right? But I've studied all of this stuff, and I was a chemistry major in college, and I know what we are taught, and we were taught this too when I went to chiropractic school, which, the first 2 years is basically the same as medical school. They tell you there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
Yep.
And the fact of the matter is, there's no such thing as bad cholesterol, because your body doesn't produce things that will harm you. It wouldn't do that. Unless there's an autoimmune situation where your body is attacking itself, you don't do things that hurt you. Your job, the body's job, is to increase your chance of survival. Absolutely. And so the reason they call it bad cholesterol is because it's lower density and more likely in an inflammatory state to cause plaquing in your arteries.
Which we know, we are a society who, I hate to say it, but we have so much inflammation in our bodies, and most of it stems from the foods that we're eating. I mean, there are... If we're going to places that aren't even serving real food or high quality food, your body doesn't know what to do with it. So a lot of us have very high carb diets, a lot of simple sugars. Some may still follow that old fad from the 80s, the no fat, low fat, you know, no sugar, low sugar. And we're just loading our bodies up with more toxins, you know, in that regard. And so much inflammation. I mean, we see it in our patients all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And so for that reason, they call low-density lipids bad cholesterol. But the low-density lipid is actually high-octane fuel because it's if I can use the word flammable, it's not flammable, but it's more usable. The high-density lipids, the body can't convert that one into vitamin D. The body can't convert that one into cell membrane and into the hormones of your body. It's the low-density ones, which we call the bad cholesterol. The only reason they call the HDL good cholesterol is because once your body has too much LDL in the blood, the brain will tell the liver to produce HDL. The HDL goes into the blood, grabs the LDL, and brings it back to your liver so it can be recycled. That's the only reason. So the one they call good cholesterol is the transport system. It goes and gets the quote-unquote bad cholesterol and brings it back to the liver. That's why we want a lot of that. But there are times where we have less of that, and there are times we'll have more of that. Times of stress will increase your LDL levels. That's a fact. That's why I promise you, so many of you listening, well, I know we have seven listeners.
It's going up.
Hopefully there's more. But there's seven of you that I know are listening. So hello to all of you, Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic Nation. So you're thinking about cholesterol going, how is it that cholesterol can go up and down, and why does the body do that? It's called allostasis. So this term is the opposite of homeostasis. Again, one of those terms that we need to throw away because in medicine, in health, we've all been told homeostasis is where you want the body to be. But homeo means same, means identical, right? Homo. And then stasis means frozen. It's static. It doesn't move, right? So same and static, that's not the human body. That's not any life. Life is not static.
Oh, it's dynamic.
It's dynamic.
Sure.
So either we need to change that term to homeodynamics, which again, the homeo part doesn't make sense, or we go to allostasis. Allostasis states that when there is pressure on the body responds. And when you remove the pressure, the body's response goes down, which is how you reduce cholesterol. A lot of you listeners are thinking, I tried changing my diet, my cholesterol didn't go down, and I ended up on drugs. Now the drugs for cholesterol, you all know what they are. I'm not allowed to mention any of them, but you know what they are. You see the commercials on TV. What they do is suppress your liver's ability to produce cholesterol. They're statins. Statin means they suppress, they stop production of cholesterol in your liver. But what if you need that cholesterol? What if the state of life, the stage of life, the season of life you're in requires more cholesterol? We can't be doing that. In fact, the data and the research shows cholesterol of below 160 is more harmful than cholesterol of above 260.
Interesting.
Yet when cholesterol goes over 220 or even 200, we're very quick to take medication to reduce it. Now, again, I have to give you a disclaimer because my attorney will yell at me. If you are on cholesterol medication, please don't stop taking it. Let's talk to some professionals, talk to some experts. And if it's your goal to reduce your need for medication, there's easy ways to do that. But you have to be very careful how you do it. Now, there is research study because you're thinking, I thought high cholesterol caused heart disease and stroke. Well, we've been told that, and there is some truth to that. Again, where's the research? Let's look at the data. There used to be, every time there was a cholesterol medicine commercial, and there's one that's very, very popular, I believe prior to 2008, if you are able to pull up commercials, TV commercials for cholesterol medication prior to 2008, at the very end of the commercial, they always said reducing cholesterol has not been linked to a reduction of risk of heart disease, which is what the research shows. The research shows, well, yeah, high cholesterol may cause heart disease, but we haven't found that reducing cholesterol reduces the risk of heart disease. Now, reducing your A1C levels, which it takes into account your sugar metabolism and inflammation, that does reduce heart disease. and that's been proven. But just reducing cholesterol, there's no data. There's no research that says that. One research study came out in 2008, which is why they were allowed to stop saying that after the commercials. And that research study said that if you reduce cholesterol and you've already had one heart attack, reducing cholesterol shows that it will reduce the chance of a second heart attack.
Mm.
And so in that sense, maybe it's a good idea to reduce cholesterol. But the best way to reduce cholesterol is to reduce the need for cholesterol. Just like the best way to reduce your blood pressure is to reduce the need for high blood pressure. And there's a gentleman, Dr. Dean Ornish, famous for being able to reverse plaquing in the arteries of humans without drugs, without surgery. And he's been doing it since the 1970s. See, we're old, so 70s doesn't seem like that long ago.
Not at all.
It is a long ago, right? It's 50 years ago. 1970s. And he had – that's around when the MRI technology was invented. And so he would do MRIs of the heart, and he would show how much of the artery, the cardiac arteries were blocked. And then he would do a post-MRI after 3 to 6 months of care, and he could demonstrate on MRI that the plaquing got reversed.
That's pretty cool.
And here's how he did it. He said, you go for a walk outside for 30 minutes every day, and you eat a lot of vegetables, and you have to hang around people you like.
Right. Here's what's funny, because that sounds so simple, right? It probably sounds so simple that majority of people listening go, okay, that can't even possibly be the case, which I find so ironic because we're a society who wants everything super fast and easy, right? But then when it's a natural approach, fast and easy, we often put up our hands going, wait a minute, that sounds too simple. But we find that a lot, right, in our practice. So if you're just tuning in, Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic, we have two locations here in Frederick. And we see it in our patients all the time. When we meet nutritional deficiencies and we add some exercise, we help reduce inflammation, we help with headspace, right, because we know it's all of that. We see amazing things in people's health. We see it all the time, every day.
Think about this. If you have a plant and that plant starts to wither, let's say it's your favorite plant, and it's been doing really good, but it starts to wither, you're not going to drug test it and give it some drugs. What you're going to do is say, hey, you know, I know what this plant needs. It needs this amount of sunlight. Mm-hmm. It needs this much water, and it needs this type of soil.
Yep.
So I'm going to make sure it has the perfect soil, perfect sunlight, perfect water, and the plant will start to come back to life, and it thrives.
Yeah.
It's environmental. And the same thing with your cholesterol, heart disease, all of that stuff. It's been proven. There's more evidence on this than anything else that shows you control. And remember, we talked about the three types of stress, right? Physical, mental, and chemical. Mm-hmm. You improve those three dimensions in your life simultaneously. I promise you, you will reverse a lot of the problems. Now, again, I have to give you the disclaimer. If you're on medication, don't stop taking your blood pressure medication. In fact, one of the things that blood pressure medication does is, especially if you're on a beta blocker, the beta blocker is a beta adrenergic blocker. There are receptors in your body where catecholamines will hit these receptors, and your body will release adrenaline and raise your blood pressure. So when they give you a beta blocker, it stops that process, and you really don't have that response to stress anymore. You can get angry, but your blood pressure doesn't go up. You can get upset, your blood pressure doesn't go up as much. Even if you're running on a treadmill as fast as you can, it won't go up as high as it would have if you weren't on this blocker. But what happens is it doesn't stop the production of those catecholamines. So when you get stressed, when you get upset, when you do things, catecholamines keep getting produced in your body. They build up in your body. And the beta blocker is stopping it from hitting the receptor. If you stop taking your medication, all the catecholamines that have been building up in your body hit those receptors all at once, and you'll get a giant spike in your blood pressure. And that's dangerous. So that's
Absolutely.
Why I'm telling you, please, please don't stop taking your drugs that you've been – medication. Drug is a different term. But medications that you've been prescribed. Don't stop those. If you're on cholesterol medication, don't stop that. But – under the care, supervision of someone who's an expert, a medical doctor who has prescription rights, who can monitor you and do the blood tests that you need. And certainly if you want advice from us, we're always available. Stop by the office, Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic Center in Frederick. We have the two locations, North and South Frederick. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want more information as to all the things we've been talking about today, my new book, Cracking the Stress Secret, How to Turn Pressure into Power, came out mid-October, and it hit number one bestseller in three or four categories. It was number one new release. It was top 10 in a bunch of other categories. And I think it'll clarify a lot of this for you. It'll go a lot deeper in the topics that we're talking about. But for now, what you can do without prescription is make sure you go for a walk.
Absolutely.
Every day. And do it with someone. You know, I love walking with Brandy. We don't spend as much time. Well, in fact, you know what? This is like one of the best times where we get to sit together and talk.
I know. I really enjoy talking with you.
Likewise. Likewise. And hopefully so do our seven listeners. Now, if that number goes down, we know why. But anyways, we truly appreciate you listening to this. What do you want to talk about next time?
That's a great question. I mean, we're in the holidays, so maybe we'll have to gear something a little bit more towards holiday stress.
Sounds good.
But let's think about it.
Sounds good. Yeah, because a lot of you are thinking, you know, I've been exercising and eating well, and I don't want to ruin that. Some people are on this momentum. They've built some momentum towards good health.
Right.
They like how they see themselves in the mirror. They're seeing changes, you know, and they go, oh, all of that's going to get messed up by the holidays and the food we're going to eat, and I'm not going to exercise, and I'm going to give you solutions to all of that. Brandy and I, we're going to give you solutions to all of that. Meanwhile, please tune in, keep listening to us. If you don't catch us live or during the broadcast, you can listen in on, I believe it's WFMD.com, mm-hmm. and you go to At Your Service, which is a drop-down menu. And you go click on At Your Service, then click on Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic Center, and you get to hear all the episodes. So this is our fourth one, I believe, we've done.
I think so.
And we have a lot to talk about. So listen, God bless you. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. And we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com, a service of Holtzapfel Heating and Air Conditioning.